The Osgood Files, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Just as gas prices made a lot of us into bus riders, it looks like food prices are about to make a lot of us into vegetarians. It's almost as if the free market has suddenly adopted some weird progressive agenda. More after this from Charlie. While speculators are busy betting on $5 gas, the floods in the Midwest are about to change what's for dinner. About 2 million acres of corn and soybean fields in Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois ended up underwater, which has consequences for eggs, milk, cheese, even yogurt. Chickens are too expensive to feed, so Tyson's, the nation's largest chicken producer, is going to cut back. Same thing with turkeys. Unless you can find something cheaper than corn to feed them, you can't raise as many turkeys. Dean Miller is with the Iowa Farm Bureau.
Our estimate here in Iowa is that the livestock producers in Iowa facing $1.50 per bushel higher corn prices over the next 12 months, that translates into $500 million of increased cost.
And since beef cattle eat a lot of corn, well, many of them are headed for an early roundup too. In the short term, that may be good for prices.
That puts more meat on the market, and so consumers get actually cheaper products in the short run.
But long term?
And a year from now, we could have a 1% to 2% reduction in beef supply, which would give you a 3% to 5% increase in beef prices.
Okay, then. How about the other white meat?
Hog production a year from now could be 2% to 4% lower than it is now. That would probably translate into anywhere from about a 6% to 10% increase in pork prices.
That means another 15 cents a pound for a pork chop. See what I mean? We're going to be barbecuing beet greens by next year. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, June 24th, 2008.